A prayer from the collection.
Prayers for the Precious. All rights reserved. www.newpromise.net.
You, O Lord, love righteousness and justice. The earth is full of all your goodness.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ,
he himself is our peace. So, in his all-consuming name,
we speak words of life over you and your entire house, all of your family on every side, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed, your land and your nation.
According to faith, and in the terrific name of Jesus Christ, who delivers us from the wrath to come.
We go up into the camps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all the leaders throughout the world, and all men. The words that Christ through us speaks to you and your family are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
who is the messenger of the covenant,
we pray that the Father in heaven bless you and your house and keep you. Glory to God in the highest, our Father, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. We do not come to the Father based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of you and your family, but by Jesus Christ, whose sandal strap we are not worthy to loose. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come boldly before God's mercy seat on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ, and the precious blood that he shed. For worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. O our God, we cry in the daytime and in the night season we are not silent. You are holy who inhabit our praise, for you, O Lord, have not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor have you hidden your face from us, but when we cry to you, you hear. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord Most High, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for you. To you and your house, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you, making mention of you in our prayers.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish, without spot, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, in Christ we pray for you and your people to come out of Babylon, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plague. And in Christ we ask our Father and our God that he render to her, Babylon, just as she renders to you and your house, and repay her double according to her works, and the cup which she has mixed, mix double for her. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord of both the dead and the living, in Christ we pray for those among you and your people that do not know the Lord, and those among you that walk in darkness. Yes, in Christ we pray that you and all your people will see a great light, the light of Jesus Christ, and those among you who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon you and all your people, a light shall shine. In Christ we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. This day, in Christ, we ask the Father that your burden will be taken away from your shoulders and lifted from your hearts, and Satan's yoke from your necks, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. Abiding in Jesus and in the love of God, we pray that you and your house will take Jesus' yoke upon yourself and learn from him, for he is gentle and lowly in heart, and you and your people will find rest for your souls. Those of you who have left your first love, may the Lord convict you so that you may repent and return to your first works. May the Lord make you and your house increase and abound in love to one another and to all, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and may you and your family stand with all his saints in glory. May God the Father knit you together in love with each other and with God the Father, Christ the Son, the Holy Spirit, and all the saints. Being knit together in love, in Christ we pray that you and your people will attain all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of God the Father and of Christ the Son, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Let wisdom enter your hearts, and knowledge be pleasant to your souls. Discretion will preserve you and yours, understanding will keep you and your family, and deliver you and your people from the way of evil. Nothing wicked shall cling to you or your people. A perverse heart shall depart from you and your people. You and your family will not know wickedness. In Christ we pray, God, our faithful healer, will cleanse you from secret faults. According to his covenant, may the Lord our God keep back you and your children from presumptuous sin. Let sin not have dominion over you and your house. Then you and your people shall be blameless, and you shall be innocent of great transgression. Let you and yours be joined to the Lord and one spirit with him, entwined in the vine of life, abiding in Jesus Christ and him in you, bearing much fruit. In Christ we pray that you and your house are blessed, that you will diligently obey the voice of the Lord our God. Set your hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments and keep the sayings of the prophecy, so that you may have right to the tree of life, may enter in through the gates into the city. According to the eternal purpose, may the God of gods, the Lord of lords, give you and your people an ear, that you can hear what the Spirit says, that you will overcome and eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of paradise of God. Let him make you and your house like a tree planted by the rivers of God, and bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever you do shall prosper. He has sent redemption to his people. Our God has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, in Christ we pray that you and your family will not tolerate any among you that hold to the doctrine of Balaam, who put stumbling blocks before the children of God and encouraged the worship idols and to commit sexual immorality. God grant you and your family repentance to life, that you and your house will worship the Lord our God, and him only shall you serve. In Christ we ask, in the name of Jesus Christ, through whom grace and truth came, that God grant you and your family discernment between the holy and the unholy, and cause you to discern between the clean and the unclean, being convicted by your conscience into repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. May the God of justice bring you and your family by a way you did not know, and lead you and your people in paths you have not known. May the Lord make darkness light before you and your house, and crooked places straight. These things he will do for you and your house, and not forsake you and your family. You and yours shall be turned back. You shall be greatly ashamed. You trust in the idols of this world. Let you and your people cast off the workings of darkness, and put on the armor of light. In Christ we pray that you and your family will have an ear to hear the voice of the Spirit, and that you will repent, according to all that the Lord has bestowed on you and your people, and the great goodness towards your house, which he has bestowed on you according to his mercies. According to the multitude of his loving kindness, the Lord grant you and your people the boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for you through the veil, that is, his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let you and your family draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having your hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and your bodies washed with pure water. In Christ we ask, in the name of Jesus Christ, the great high priest, that you and your family will overcome and receive the hint of manna to eat, that you will receive a white stone and on the stone a new name written which no one knows except you who receive it. God shall bless you and your house, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. The Lord is your strength and song, and he has become your salvation. In Christ we pray, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in your house. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. O Lord, O Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, you who set your glory above the heavens. In the name of Jesus Christ, the King of the saints, where you and your family have allowed that woman, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce God's servants, his children and his friends, to commit sexual immorality and to eat things sacrificed to idols. In Christ we pray for discernment, that you shall discern between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him, and for revelation from Jesus Christ. May the Holy Spirit bring to you and your family conviction of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. If perhaps God will grant repentance so that you and your family may know the truth, will escape the snares of the devil, and will not be taken captive by him to do his will. With the spirit and power of Elijah, and the power of the Holy Spirit, by the authority of Jesus Christ, let you and your house arise in the anointing and indignation of Jehu, and cast Jezebel down. Also, all who eat at our table, and trample them beneath your feet. For Jesus Christ, who is the head of all principality and power, has given you and your family the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you and your house. In Christ we pray that you and your people will lift your voices to God with one accord, and cast the spirit of Jezebel from your lives. Cast down her evil imaginations from your minds, and tear down and destroy all sympathetic strongholds toward Jezebel and her ways, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. In the power of Jesus' name, we loose and release you and your house and all of your people from her psychic grip on your soul, and we stand against all soul power that does not glorify the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jezebel, in the name of Jesus Christ, he who was ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead, by his authority, your captives, Jezebel, are released and delivered, and your slaves set free. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. In the power of Jesus' name, Jezebel's power and her hold over you and your house is broken, and all of her works destroyed. Likewise, you and your house are set free from doctrine of Balaam. You and your people are set free from the stumbling blocks that have been set before you. You and your house are set free from worship of idols, the worship of fame, power, and wealth. And you and yours are set free from the desire and temptation to commit sexual immorality. You and your family are set free from the seductress who lies in wait, the snare of the righteous. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. We bind the kings with chains and the nobles with fetters of iron to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints. We call on the name of the Lord, and the God that answers with fire, he is God. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is one who executes his word. Therefore, since you and your people are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let you have grace by which you may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. In Christ we pray that you, your house, and all of your people will overcome the spirit of Jezebel and the doctrine of Balaam and keep God's works until the end, that you will receive God's power and the morning star will rise in your hearts. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. In the name of Jesus Christ, King of glory, in Christ we ask our Father that is in heaven to keep you and your people from defiling your garments, so that you and your family may walk with him in white, that you and your house will be worthy in his eyes. In Christ we pray that you and your house, all of your people, will be blessed, for you will watch and keep your garments, lest you walk naked. In Christ we pray that you and your family will have an ear to hear the Spirit, that you will overcome and shall be clothed in white garments, and that God will not blot out your names out of the book of life, but our Lord Jesus Christ will confess your names before God the Father and before his angels. You are worthy, O Lord, to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for you were slain, and you have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and have made us unto our God kings and priests. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, the righteous judge, in Christ we pray that the Lord our God will set before you and your people an open door, and no one can shut it, and you and your family will awake, put on strength, and be the arm of the Lord, as in the ancient days. May you and your family keep his word in all things, and not deny his name. May the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort keep you and your people from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world, according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to you and your family in Christ Jesus before time began. May God, your helper, help you and your family to hold fast to what you have, and no one may take your crown. Let the God of peace himself give you and your people an ear to hear the Spirit, so that you will overcome, that you and yours will become pillars in the temple of our God. In Christ we pray that the Lord Jesus Christ, O King of the nations, will write upon you and your people the name of his God and the name of the city of his God, and he will write upon you and yours his new name. You are worthy, O God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and for your pleasure they are and were created. In the name of Jesus Christ, the true light, which gives light to every man who comes into the world, in Christ we pray that the north gate of heaven will open, and the glory of the Lord shall pass over you and your family and your house, and be filled with the brightness of the Lord's glory. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. May the Father of mercies, the Ancient of Days, make you and your house, all of your people, his mercy seat. Let his fire stretch across your land. The fire of God shall set upon each of you. Having the glory of God, your light is like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. The glory of God shall illuminate you and your house. The Lamb is your light. Let his fire fall upon you and your people. May tongues of heavenly fire rest on your heads. May the God of the holy prophets kindle the fire of Jesus in your hearts and hold you and your house back from becoming lukewarm and being spit out of his mouth. May the God of the living sell to you and your house the gold refined in fire, that you and your family may be rich, and white garments, that you and your people may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed. Let the God of all grace anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you and your family may see. In Christ we pray that you and your people will hear his voice and open the door, that he will come into you and dine with you and your family and be with you in your house. Blessed is your house and all of your people who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. In Christ we pray that you, your people, and your descendants after you will have an ear to hear the Spirit, that you will overcome, and Jesus will grant you to sit with him on his throne, as he also overcame and sat down with his Father on his throne. Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb for ever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord of the harvest, in Christ we pray that you and your house, all of your people, will be sealed with the seal of the living God as the servants of our God on your foreheads, and that you and your people will come out of all your tribulation and wash your robes and make them white in the blood of the Lamb. In Christ we pray that as you and your people are tested, that you and yours are faithful until death, that you and your family will endure all temptation, be proven, and receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let all your names be found written in the Lamb's book of life from the foundation of the world. The gates of the New Jerusalem shall not be shut to you, for you are written in the Lamb's book of life. In Christ we pray that you and your family will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony, and you will not love your lives to the death. By the grace of God, you and yours shall die in the Lord and be blessed. God grant mercy to your household, according to the hope of eternal life, that you and your family rest from your labors, and your works shall follow you. Each one of you will receive his own reward according to his own labor. Let you and your family fear the Lord, walk in his ways. Then when you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you and your house. In Christ we pray that God will make you and your people new, new creations. All things have passed away. All things have become new, so that you and your people shall drink from the pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. For Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. Therefore, with joy, you and your family will draw water from the wells of salvation, and out of your hearts shall flow rivers of living water, according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus, our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. You and your family shall overcome and not be hurt by the second death. Blessed and holy is your house, you and all of your people, for you shall take part in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power, but you and yours shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. In Christ we pray that you and your family will overcome and inherit all things. His name is called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He will be our God, and you and your people will be his sons and daughters. In Christ we pray that you and your people will come out from among them and be separate, and that you will not touch anything unclean, and God will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. In the name of Jesus, and by his authority, let it be so. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever.
And his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we claim you and your house, your entire bloodline, all of your people, your family, your children, and your children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now your salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it.
Abiding in the doctrine of Christ,
and abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house, and all of your people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify your time, so you will always be in the will of God, through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space, by the overpowering presence of God, who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
There is none holy like the Lord, for there is none besides him, nor is there any rock like our God. So in the name of Jesus Christ,
and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God.
In him who is our strength, in whom we trust, as one we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. Yes, in the way of your judgments, O Lord, we have waited for you, the desire of our soul, for your name and for the remembrance of you.
God said it, we believe it, it is settled forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.
The Word of God, inspired by Jesus Christ, compiled by Diana Cudworth.
Permission granted for personal and non-profit use.